Here's the editor of Lenswork Publishing, Brooks Jensen.
I suppose that, like just about everybody else on the planet, I have some thoughts about AI. And I'm not sure my thoughts are unique. I'm not sure I can add a perspective that hasn't probably been discussed by somebody somewhere. But I think as creators, as photographers, as artists, each of us need to think carefully about our relationship with AI, and in particular, where you draw the line. That seems to be the issue. Because I believe we're fast approaching that point where each of us needs to draw the line about our own personal involvement with AI in the production of our artwork, and of course, photography. Come to think of it, we may have already passed the line, at least for some of us. Here's the essence of the question. At what point do you call an AI-generated image a fake? At what point does the involvement of AI mean the image is no longer artwork, no longer photography, no longer yours? Related to that is an even more subtle question. What amount of AI are you willing to accept as you create your work? Culturally, we seem to be struggling with these issues. There's lots of opinions, lots of ideas, lots of questions, and a tremendous amount of unknown. But individually, we can make immediate decisions for ourselves about where to draw the line for our work. And that's what I want to talk about today. And let's start with the fact that this is not a new issue. The computerized aspects of altering work are maybe new. But, you know, we photographers have been hand-coloring black and white prints with oils, for example, forever. And neither the black and white version nor the hand-colored version are going to look like whatever the subject was to our eyes. We've accepted the fact in photography that as art makers, we can alter things. We can make them look differently than they were in reality. Black and white, both in scale and tone, is fundamentally a form of altering what we see. Ansel Adams, for example, famously selenium toned his negative to brighten the grave markers in his famous image Moonrise over Hernandez. Isn't that altering the image, not the way it appeared to either the film or to his eye? But he knew how he wanted it to look emotionally, creatively, artistically. I also think of Dwayne Michaels writing on his prints. Isn't that a form of altering what the camera sees? Jerry Yulsman did recombinant images and made some of the most fanciful constructions. And of course, that says nothing about things like cross-processing, which again has been around for a long time. So we photographers have not been hesitant to alter things so that they look the way we want them to look. We are, after all, at least those of us who are pursuing fine art photography, trying to create an artistic object, particularly not necessarily a Xerox copy of what the world looks like. Well, with that as a premise for what photography has been since the beginning of photography. Oh, and I probably should have mentioned trick photography in there too. Where does AI fit in that context? Does AI, computer-generated additions or subtractions, cross a line that hand-coloring and selenium-toning negatives and writing on prints and recombinant prints do not? And I know lots of photographers think it does cross a line. If so, what is that line? What is it that distinguishes manipulating negatives and tones with the kinds of manipulations that we do with AI? That's the question I think each of us need to answer for ourselves. And eventually, I suppose, society needs to answer for itself. I suppose another way to think about this is, where is the line that divides technology from art? And my goodness, isn't that an odd question about photography, a medium that is mechanically and technologically based, at least in ways that far exceed what was done in drawing and painting and sculpture for generations before us. I think photographers are almost at the forefront of these kinds of questions because photography is so technologically based. It's very easy to find the line that divides painting, let's say, from AI, because AI doesn't have much to do with painting. But with photography, that's an entirely different situation. Photography and AI, if they're not sisters, they're at least cousins. And there's no question when you look at the software creation of photographs that we have available in our generation, AI fits right into that and becomes visually virtually indistinguishable from the kinds of photographs we used to make with strictly analog techniques. So at the forefront of thinking about AI and its use for creating artwork lies photography. We're the first line that is going to encounter all of these questions about AI. They're going to hit photography first, and they already are. With art, we can create anything. But I think the operative realization these days is that anything we create is not automatically art. I can scribble on a piece of paper. That doesn't make it art. And the obvious question is, I can introduce an element in my photograph that wasn't actually there in reality. Is that art? Or does it cross that line that we're trying to establish? I suppose, like all of you, I've been thinking about this for some time because this business about AI and photography is not new. But the best question I've read in this regard in the research that I've done is this. Does AI create, or does it merely assemble? It goes out into the world and finds things that are appropriate and pertain to the question that was introduced when AI was engaged. Does AI create, or does it merely assemble? If it doesn't exist out there in the internet somewhere, does AI actually create something to fit the request of the photographer for an insert into their image? Or does AI simply look for pertinent information, do the best it can, assemble something from outside without the creation of anything? How does that fit with us, human beings, and our process of creation? Alan Watts got into this in one of his lectures about art and meaning. And the illustration he used has always fascinated me. He said, it's as though someone takes a block of walnut, bangs it with a few times with a hammer, mounts it on some sort of display in a museum, and calls it Opus 14. Does that make it art? I think he asks a very interesting question. Would have been really interesting to see how he would have responded to that banana that was duct taped to the gallery wall. Would AI bang a hunk of walnut and call it Opus 14? And is that a creative act? Would AI suggest taping a banana to a wall and calling that artwork? I don't know. I think it was Marcel Duchamp who started all of this with his urinal image. That's a long ways from today's question about AI, but maybe not. I keep thinking that all of this boils back not to the possibilities of what we can make with or without AI, but whether or not what we're making is meaningful, if it connects, if it becomes important, if it generates emotion in a viewer, if it asks questions, or I suppose more precisely and accurately, does the artwork make us ask questions? If so, does that make it more artistic, more valuable as an artistic statement? Well, if AI contributes to that and helps us ask questions with our artwork and illustrate revelations and seduces us to consider things more carefully from the artistic point of view, wouldn't that seem to be a virtue? And maybe a banged-up block of walnut labeled Opus 14 does the same thing. Beauty in the eye of the beholder and all of that. I guess when it comes right down to it, I don't think the question about AI is as much about computers and technology and machine thinking and all of that as it is about what is art? What is the nature of art? And why would we think that we can call Duchamp's urinal art or the banana duct taped to the wall art, but we can't call an AI-generated image art because somehow it came from a machine? Or did it? If we accept the fact that AI simply assembles rather than creates, then maybe it didn't come from a machine. Maybe it's just a way of shuffling the deck of ideas and gluing them together in a new way that asks more interesting questions. Lots to think about here, and I think we're likely to struggle with this for some time. But as individuals, we don't have to. We can decide where we want to draw the line in our own work, and possibly for some really valid reasons. It does seem, however, necessary, useful, maybe even mandatory, that each of us think carefully about where we want to draw the line for our work. What are you willing to introduce to your image that will not feel like cheating, will not feel like abandoning control, will not feel like you're creating a fake? Those are answers for society that are going to take maybe a generation or more to answer. But each of us in our own creative path don't have that kind of time to wait for other people to make those decisions for us. We need to think about these issues carefully ourselves. And I suppose accept the fact that there may or may not be an ultimate answer to the questions, should AI be used in the creation of artwork or not? But that doesn't mean that you and I, as individuals, for our own artwork, can't think about this carefully and decide where we want to draw the line for our own work. There was a time in the history of photography where cropping was considered a real no-no because it was changing the image from what was captured by film in ways that seemed like it crossed a line. And at the other end of that spectrum, I remember a story about a famous photographer, I can't remember who it was, who was asked if they moved something to put it in the picture that they made. And the photographer answered, "Everything was exactly where it was when I photographed it," which obviously cleverly didn't answer the question. Maybe that's an approach for us too. Do you use AI in your photography? Everything I create comes from within me. Sneaky way of answering the question, but it does get to the point that even if AI produces something with techniques that might seem suspect to some, it's the artist who has to decide that they will accept what AI produces as accurate and meaningful to the artist's creative intents. You might choose to use a lens baby on your camera. That's altering the scene. You might choose to use a pinhole camera. That's altering the scene. Ultimately, it's the artistic decision process about what gets used and what gets rejected that is the heart of art making. And I think that's a foundation that's independent of the question about AI that might help us think carefully about our own work. Ultimately, when we create anything, what we're doing is saying, "This is my expression." How we get there, that's a sort of a different question. And it may very well be that whether or not you used AI is as meaningless a question as whether or not you used an SLR or a view camera or a Canon or a Nikon or an analog darkroom or Photoshop. We're obviously not talking about documentary imagery. We're obviously not talking about evidentiary imagery. But in the world of art, where it's legitimate to do anything, which may or not mean it's meaningful and good, but we can still do it, maybe that's a clue to where we might think about AI for our own work. And it does seem to me that how each one of us decide about AI is a very personal decision, not a decision about the validity of the medium. And in some regards, is no different than, do I print on paper? Do I print on a screen? Do I print on aluminum? How do I choose to express myself? And that seems to be the most helpful idea for determining where you draw the line about what you create, how you create it, and how you intend it to be seen.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.